Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. Yankee Doodle do or die. A real live nephew of my Uncle Sam. Born on the 4th of July. I've got a Yankee Doodle sweetheart. She's my Yankee Doodle joy. Yankee Doodle came to London just to ride the ponies.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Republican Debate Preview Show. I am your host, Jason Easley, and in this half hour, we are going to do everything we can possibly do in 30 minutes to get you ready for the excitement that will be the GOP debate live from Manchester, New Hampshire on CNN. Now, let's do what we usually do and say hi to our good friend, George. Hi, George.
Hello.
Hey, you know what? Will's not with us tonight.
Oh.
He has a meeting. So we'll be wrapping the debate. We'll be getting everything ready.
Very nice.
We do also have, I invited Ryan Latimer and Mark Ravitch to call in, and somebody else is on the line.
Excellent.
So it could be Ryan, it could be Mark. I don't recognize the phone number, but I thought we should find out together.
All right. I am ready.
You ready?
I'm ready.
This could be a big deal. So let's check with click.
No whammies,
Hello.
Hello, who's with us here?
This is Ryan Latimer.
Hi,
Ryan.
Okay,
you
that's
doing,
who
folks?
I thought it was. Yeah, Ryan and George, you two know each other, right?
Well, we go back a ways. How are you, Ryan?
Hey, I'm hanging in there, sir. Yeah, we haven't actually met in person, but we've known each other through 401 for quite some time.
Internet
yeah.
dating?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yep.
You guys have been internet dating for a while, kind of chatting online, getting to know each other.
Well, just kind of building it up and everything. Sooner or later, he'll buy me a cyber dinner.
Why do, why do you think I caved into a MySpace page? I mean,
exactly.
Yeah, something.
Here's your cyber Biggie Frosty from Wendy's in July. okay, guys, let's get right into the debate. We only have a half hour. We got a lot of questions to cover, so here we go.
All right.
Okay, Ryan, we'll start with you since you're the guest. Sorry, George. Ryan, what do you want the candidates to talk more about in this debate?
Now, honestly, if you're looking for specifics, I think I could wrap it up all
issues,
in one.
Just
go ahead.
Issues,
yeah.
Anything you'd like to hear them speak on?
As a whole, honestly, I would rather them talk about something a little bit more that things actually matter. And what I mean by that is you know, the immigration, the spending bills as far as just in general. I really don't want to hear about, you know, abortion, gay marriage, or this or that. You know, things that actually matter. I'm not sure if this is too specific or anything like that, but that's the type of things I really wish they'd talk about. Because whenever they start talking about things that really don't matter, that's never going to change anyway, I kind of tune out, and that's on the Democratic or Republican side. I'm not sure if that's what you were looking for, but that's
Ryan,
mainly what I want.
There's no wrong answer here, Ryan.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay, George, is there anything? I know, George, being the staunch liberal that you are, is there anything you want to hear the Republicans talk about?
Yeah, actually, I'm very much in the same boat with Ryan regarding issues that really do matter. It's something that I would really like to hear from the Republicans. I would like to hear their side of, you know, like regarding spending. I'd also like to obviously, you know, hear their stances on immigration. I'd love to hear their get into more detail on that. I'd love to hear more along the lines of what they perceive like the past 6 years have been under the care of George W. Bush. I would much, you know, like I would really, considering that, you know, like that he is, you know, like in their party and everything, I would basically just kind of put their feet to the fire and ask them, you know, like what do you feel? You know, like what is it about the past, you know, like 6 years and everything?
Now, we all know they're not going to talk about George W. Bush.
Mm-hmm. I know.
They're
that. That's,
avoid
but, w but you know, like, but you asked me what I'd like to hear.
Yeah, that's
not what
we
I
all
expect
like
to hear. You know, like what I expect
think we
to
would
hear
like
is,
to.
Is,
I think we all would like to hear how the future Republican Party reconciles the last 6 to 8 years. How are they going to go forward from here, and how much of what WW did is going to carry into the future?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they don't talk about that. They want to talk about W like he doesn't exist.
Right.
They like he's a separate entity cut off from the rest of the Republican Party.
But that's what kind of fascinates me about this whole, you know, situation is just that, you know, like there is, you know, you have like so many different people. You had, you know, like Rudy Giuliani there. You had John McCain there. You had all these different, you know, like top political guys, like, you know, standing firm at the Republican National Convention, putting their word in for George W. Bush and putting their words out there, saying that you know that they believe that he is the right man who should lead the country for another 4 years. Well, you know, like it's been two. Okay. Now what?
Ryan, you have to jump in here. George will go for the whole 30 minutes.
I wouldn't want to be rude.
We just wind George up and let him go.
I'm like a Montagnana.
It would be great to hear the Republicans actually talk about spending beyond terms of vetoing bills and cutting taxes. Because the last two debates, they've trailed out the same rhetoric of we're going to cut waste in the government. Well, to be honest with you, there's only so much you can cut there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the waste in the government isn't going to cover the increases in discretionary spending, or the increases in mandatory spending like Medicare and social service programs that are mandated. So that really doesn't fly. I mean, there is an opportunity here for the Republican Party to sort of not necessarily distance themselves, but find a new identity. And that's the fascinating thing compared to the Democratic debates, is the Republicans are really searching for what's next.
And they have to find their new identity.
The identity they have right now isn't working.
No, absolutely not.
And it isn't going to work.
Because right now, when they hear the word Republican, everyone thinks George W. Bush, and that's the worst last thing they want to hear right now. So.
Okay, the question number two on my list, should they talk more about Iraq?
This is for me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it just seems like they dance around Iraq, and nobody wants to say it, but... All except for Ron Paul, 9 of the 10 candidates on that stage want to stay the course.
Mm-hmm.
And if they have any idea about the future of Iraq, I want to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think this is strictly a left or right Democrat Republican issue. I mean, whoever has the best idea for the future of Iraq should come forward, no matter what party they are.
And they sort of have to, considering they're probably gonna have to do it in office. So they're certainly not going to just wash up and dry out the problem. I should say tomorrow.
Iraq's not going away. The situation, and no matter how much they might want it to go away on the GOP side for electoral purposes, that's not going to happen. It's still going to be there. Even if they withdraw some troops, there are going to be troops there. They're going to probably be Americans still dying there.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to come up with a plan beyond I support the president. Because in a practical political sense, I support the president won't get you elected next November.
Mm-hmm.
But in a more realistic sense, I support the president, even if you were elected, means what for Iraq?
Mm-hmm.
That's the question, and the one that everybody sidesteps. George, Republicans, Iraq.
Oh, yeah. I would definitely love to hear about it, about what they have to say, because if they were to go ahead and just kind of do what you had just said, you know, like, you know, I support the president on this, all that basically means is that after 8 years, it's at least another 4 years of more of the same.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not exactly going to get you elected in this day and age.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think the answer in Iraq is pulling everybody out. But I don't think the answer is putting more people in. You know what I mean?
If that makes sense.
The answer probably is somewhere in the middle of a political solution combined with a security force, a real security force. Not the Americans doing all the security and the Iraqis going, we don't want to fight against other Iraqis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there has to be...
about everything is... We've gotten ourselves into a situation where each decision on this end is bad. As in, pull the troops out, that's bad. But put more troops in, that's bad. You know, we've gotten in a situation where everywhere we go, it's going to be bad.
If you do, damned if you don't.
McCain was on the stump maybe a week or two ago, and somebody asked him after he criticized, I think it was Obama's plan, and he was criticizing the Democrats on troop funding. They said, what's your plan? And McCain said, I don't have a plan, but I can tell you all the other options on the table are bad.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And that's exactly it. There's no win in this now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no win. There's only degrees of loss.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't want to sound like a Harry Reid defeatist,
mm-hmm.
but there really isn't a way to win. Not in the way that George W. Bush measures win.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there could be a different definition of win. I mean, a win might be a stable Iraq. A win might be a democratic Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a win might not be a stable and democratic open Iraq where we get to take all the oil.
Yeah.
Which seems to be the George W. Bush definition of win.
Well, that's basically it. It's just like it's a matter of, you know, like you can have democracy as long as it's the kind that we like.
Yeah, that's, and we might, Iraq might end up being democratic, but they might not, they might end up not being friendly to the U.S.
Well, that's basically what, you know, like what happened already with Hezbollah.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, you could honest to God probably see the exact same situation repeat in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and that's the thing. If you're going to place your faith in democracy, you have to realize democracy cuts both ways. It's only a process.
Yeah.
But let's get to number three here. Okay, which candidate do you find interesting, and who do you want to hear more from? We'll go George this time.
I loved hearing Ron Paul. Like, he's somebody that knew somebody who, the more I hear him and everything, and I heard his little spiel on against Hannity.
Yeah.
And the main person that I was really impressed in that whole bit was Combs. You know, like all of a sudden, you know, like the man can talk. When all of a sudden there's somebody there that's making sense. So
yeah,
I would like to see like a little bit more of him. I would like to see like some more of Ron Paul, and I would also like to hear a little bit more from. I'd like to hear to see if which side of the fence Giuliani's going to eventually find himself on.
Yeah,
we still don't know.
Giuliani's still searching for who he is. Ryan.
Yep, I hate to go with something that's uncreative or unoriginal, but it's got to be Ron Paul, mainly because he stood out. Like a sore thumb. And I mean that both in a good and bad way. For some people, that was a bad way. To some people, it was a good way. But it's got to be Ron Paul. I'll be listening to the most. He actually had the guts to say something like that last debate, and we all know what it was, referring to why there's the hatred against the United States and everything like that. That kind of showed me that he isn't afraid to say something that needs to be said.
I also think he provides a nice litmus test, again, for the other Republicans, because he is basically a libertarian.
Yeah.
And they test their degree of conservatism. A real test, not an invoking Ronald Reagan's name or bickering about how many bills you vetoed or how much you cut taxes, but a real test of this is a real – Ron Paul is a real dyed-in-the-wool libertarian conservative.
Mm-hmm.
This is conservative. Where are you? In measure. And that's what makes Ron Paul is just good TV.
Mm-hmm.
He's very much in the same boat as Gravel and Kucinich is over the Democratic side. Like the longer they stay in the mix, the more that it's going to force the rest of the candidates to stop, catering to the masses in order to get their, to get their little sound bites out. And so what are you really saying?
By the way, George, you brought up Giuliani. New Rasmussen Reports poll out today. Giuliani slipped down to 23% of the vote. Fred Thompson is now second in the GOP primary race with 17%. Romney with 13% and McCain with 14%. What's that?
Has Thompson officially started running yet?
No, but it's probably going to come by the 4th of July. He'll be officially in.
That's understandable.
In the next month.
Well,
it's all but done. He set everything up. It's all but done. He's really in. Rudy, what do both of you think Rudy has to do tonight? Well, start with George.
You mean besides shut up?
And Ryan. Yeah, besides shut up. Well, okay, Ryan, what did Rudy have to do?
I think he needs to, first off, the first thing I think of when I think Rudy needs to do, it's more like what he needs not to do. And this is referring to one of his remarks. I don't think this was during the debate, but he said something to the effect of, vote for a Republican. That's something that'll get things done. Vote for a Democrat would be death. He didn't actually say that. It was referring to, if we vote for the Democrats, 9/11 will happen.
A vote for the Democrats is a vote for the terrorists is essentially what he said in Florida.
That's the type
And George, he was. I don't know if he was your mayor or not.
He was my mayor, and he was somebody who I definitely give a lot of credit to for cleaning up the place because he definitely did a fantastic job on there. And that,
with all due respect,
For everything that he did for us here, he really needs to stop taking pages out of Dick Cheney's playbook because Cheney said exactly the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
During the run against Kerry, by saying that that if Americans make the wrong choice, they will invite another instance equal or worse than 9/11, and it was sickening hearing that.
It was absolutely sickening,
and that's something that really turned me. Obviously, I mean, I was already turned off of Cheney anyway, but still, that was just. There's no way in hell I'm voting on that side. Giuliani definitely needs to not do that.
This trails right into the next question. Who do you wish would just shut up already? Who have you had enough of? And basically, if you could, you would want them gone off of this Republican, stage. All right, we'll go, George.
Honestly, I would say the person that I kind of wish would shut up and kind of bring back a little bit of what he had before was John McCain.
Really?
Yeah.
So.
You don't like the new McCain?
The new McCain, that's like new Coke. It's the same sort of thing.
I would prefer, I would say Coke Zero.
I need some McCain classic.
Now, Ryan, who do you wish would just be quiet on the Republican side? Who are you just fed up with?
Honestly, I don't think there's really one person that really sticks out that
and
says, I wish I could get
along. You can pick 7 or 8 if you want.
Say again?
You can pick 7 or 8 if you want.
It was kind of going with what I was saying before with Rudy Giuliani. It's not that I want him to go away. I really wish he would stop this kind of like catchphrase nomination presidency. You know, it's more of an idea we're voting for. I mean, he's got some good catchphrases, before then, the previous catchphrase we referred to was more of a bad one. But I really wish he would just shut up in terms of that, not really get out of the race, because he has a shot. Obviously, he's one of the top front runners. But if he keeps this up, it's not going to work. So it's not really one person.
Do you guys think Fred Thompson can catch Rudy Giuliani?
No.
I don't think so.
I think Fred Thompson is the ultimate conservative protest vote.
Mm-hmm.
There's no real conservative in the race, so Fred Thompson looks kind of conservative, and he's new. So we're gonna say how much we don't like the other guys and push our support to Fred Thompson. I just don't see – I remember Fred Thompson in the Senate, and Fred Thompson just is not presidential material.
I just think it'll be interesting to see a first lady that's younger than me.
Oh, how old is his wife? 14?
He's
in Tennessee.
She's
20-something. I'm
not 100% sure exactly how old she is, but she's definitely, lesser, younger than Laura. Let's just say that.
Okay, well, that's pretty easy to beat. Okay, guys, out of the 10 Republicans, or the one solid Republican and the 9 wannabes, because let's face it, Giuliani's the only one with any real sort of degree of support. Who do you think needs to have a good debate tonight, Ryan?
John McCain.
Really?
Yep.
You think McCain needs to reverse his slide more than anything? Right?
Yeah, John. I think Ron Paul's already kind of stepped up, and I think he already had I don't know if you could call it a good debate, but I think John McCain, it's like what, Gordon Banster, who said he would just shut up already, was John McCain.
So,
that's my point exactly. It's funny, too, because he was like the darling of the universe there for a little while. Like, I really wish I would have voted for him in 2000 against George Bush, as far as the primaries go. Something happened. I guess we could debate that forever on what happened there. It's just all over the place.
We've talked about that a few times on this show where McCain has decided to pander to the Bush base and and basically remake himself.
Yep.
It's as I told George before, here's a man that could survive years in a in a Viet Cong prison camp but couldn't survive one campaign of Karl Rove. He looks broken.
Pow.
He's completely broken, just couldn't handle it.
Mm-hmm.
And something happened after the 2000 election that changed him and didn't change him in a bad way.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, guys, neither one of you have mentioned the flying Mormon, Mitt Romney.
I was actually about to do that.
Really?
I was about to say somebody who needs to have a good debate is definitely Mitt Romney, because he's already starting to earn a reputation as a flip-flopper.
Mm-hmm.
And he needs to stop that right now.
I could see that. That might be a better one than John McCain even. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Well, I think McCain's in more desperate trouble because McCain's well in the fourth behind Thompson even. But Romney has a real problem in that Romney seems to change his answer depending on where he is at any given moment.
Mm-hmm.
And, the story I put in my column today that basically took examples within a week of him giving two very different answers on the immigration bill. Boy, that's not good.
Yeah. of all the issues. To flip flop on, it's one of the top ones.
Yeah,
for that.
Yeah, I mean, this is the big issue for Republicans.
Yeah, I mean, he might as well have just said, Iraq's not bad, Iraq's bad.
Yeah, you know, I support President Iraq. Oh, no, I don't.
Yeah.
But see, that's the thing. I mean, Mitt Romney reminds me of Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In the respect that they're like shapeshifters. They will say whatever they need to say in front of that audience at that moment to win support.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't trust. I told George over and over again, and George, you're really going to get tired of hearing about this by November of 8.
Bring it on.
I really don't believe Hillary Clinton believes in anything. I don't think she has, except for health care. I think health care is her one passionate belief.
I have to say, everything else is just on the table. It just seems like, you know, every time you go to see her or hear her or whatever, you know, like you're seeing or hearing something a little different.
Yeah. And, I mean, I'll ask both of you. Is it too much to ask from all of our candidates in both parties to be consistent? Just be consistent.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why people like Ron Paul are getting so much support right now. It's because they stay consistent. They are what they are. People, Ron Paul right now is looking like a hero, you know, like in the media, you know, like with, I mean, there are different, you know, I'm seeing like, you know, different websites popping up. I'm seeing like on the YouTube,
everywhere.
On the YouTube page that has him going toe-to-toe with Sean Hannity. And he's Sean Hannity's part.
He is the most downloaded and popular politician on YouTube.
Yeah.
I mean, Ron Paul is the Republican version of Howard Dean without the money raising.
I'm not a Republican, but I want him on my MySpace page.
Well,
they've embraced Ron Paul. I mean, the internet's embraced Ron Paul like you wouldn't believe. Speaking of Mr. Paul,
mm-hmm.
Okay, guys, I have this question down. Will Ron Paul get a better fair shake in the debate on CNN than he got on Fox? Because let's face it, Fox basically set him up.
I think he will. Get a fair shake this time.
Do you think this is going to translate to more TV time for him, all this internet support? I mean,
yep.
He's barely registering in the polls. But are the networks that are putting together these debates going to see Ron Paul and be like, well, he does have a following, so let's give him a little more face time?
Mm-hmm.
Now, George, what do you think?
I think, like, I mean, this right now is getting to – it's basically like if he goes ahead and delivers tonight, then, you know, like, then it's going to be in the, you know, like, obviously the internet support is going to go up, but it's going to be a situation where, okay, is this going to be snakes on a plane or is this going to be Borat? You know, like, which one, you know,
yeah.
which, is it going to help or is it just going to, you know, like, or is that going to be the only support?
Yeah, the funny thing about Ron Paul's support is it's been there, first in a very small form, really early this year. And then after the first debate, he keeps growing after every debate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which makes you wonder if he had the money to really advertise, if he couldn't actually make a dent in the Republican polls.
I think if he had like some more grassroots people, you know, behind him, then you could really see some damage being done to those front runners' numbers.
And is Ron Paul and his candidacy and, you know, Mike Gravel, who's really supposed to be, because they called him Gravel during the debate, but let's face it, in our little world, he's Mike Gravel. so, Mike Gravel just sounds so much harder. He's Mike Gravel.
Yeah.
But,
I get it.
these guys, do you really think that they deserve more? Do you really think that they're moving in that direction? Do you think that
you're
Mike Gravel, Ron Paul, do you think they represent a new tone in politics that's needed?
I'm sorry,
Are people tired of 6.5 years of rhetoric? I mean, do they represent something bigger than their minor internet bad candidacies?
Mm-hmm. That's been
is what I'm
six
asking.
And a half years, but I get your point, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm just going back through Bush. Do you think they represent more?
Yeah. I guess the short answer is yes. It just depends on turn into results or not, you know what I mean?
Hello, let me check this call here. Hello.
Yep.
Hello.
Right here.
Who's with us now?
Okay.
This is Jim from Freedom Fighter on Blog Talk Radio. Freedom Fighter Radio on Blog Talk?
Oh, okay. Hi, welcome to the show.
Hey, I got a couple comments. I love Ron Paul, to begin with. I'm one of the many Republicans that have dropped my financial support, so I guess I'm one of the small donors. My whole family, there's about 12 people. I know 12 family members that have personally dropped the support of the Republican Party as far as us being small donors. What do you think if the Republicans don't – I got two quick questions. I'm going to shoot at you. One, the number one issue is going to be the immigration issue. Nothing should. I'm disgusted that Republicans and Democrats, are, with the exception of people like Ron Paul, God bless him, and Tom Tancredo, and Duncan Hunter, are addressing the issue of border agents, which I think is paramount. And two, if Ron Paul is not tapped for the Republican nomination, I think he should go with a third party, perhaps the third
party. Yeah, we've been saying exactly that on this program for a few weeks.
And
now.
The Constitution Party is the third largest party. Even over libertarians. See, I like the libertarians, but they don't have a good security plan as far as borders. So I think the Constitution Party with Ron Paul would be a good shot, and Jerome Corsi as vice president, perhaps.
I think Ron Paul could do some serious damage as a third-party candidate. I really do. He's already said, though, repeatedly, he's not going to run as a third-party candidate again. I think
Yeah, but Hillary said a couple years ago she wasn't going to run for president either.
Yeah, but I think Ron Paul being 71 years old, he's looking at it a little bit.
I love the guy. The guy is awesome, man. And I'm behind
him. Okay, thanks for the call.
Fox, and don't listen to Fox. They distort, you comply, right? All right.
Yeah, thanks.
Good call.
All right.
How's that, guys? Our very first
is that our first
call, I believe. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was at the bottom of the page, and there was no phone number, so I wasn't sure if it was Mark, Will, or an actual listener. but
Will's
going to
be pissed.
Well,
the one time that he doesn't fit the number.
yeah, there was no phone number to call RD, so I didn't actually see him there for a couple of minutes. I'm sorry for the delay. Okay, fellas, our last question, we've about 3 minutes to go. Over under on how many times Giuliani invokes 9/11 tonight?
I'd say it's going to be equal to the amount of times that Bill Richardson said when I was mayor, with governor of New Mexico.
So you're saying about 11?
I'm saying 11. Yeah.
You know, an interesting thing about that, I read on the Washington Post blog as the debate was going on. They counted. They said they actually lost count of Richardson's when I was governor remarks. but he was easily in the double digits.
Yeah.
You know why he says that, right?
Like that.
You know why he says that, right?
For
because
executive experience.
Well, it's more creative than, well, back in my day, you know.
Back in my day. Well, he wants to point out that he's the only person on that stage with executive experience.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, we get it. You know what I mean? You were governor.
Right.
Now, good for you. Here's a cookie.
Right.
Now,
I wonder if he was governor.
Now,
I'm not sure.
You know, but not to demean the people in New Mexico, but I mean, it's not the same as being governor of California, New York. It's not a big state governor usually has more to do.
Oh,
and
Jackson,
it's just
I got a
fact of life.
To run by you.
Sure.
I got a quick question to run by you. Who do you think is going to get this this debate's Huckabee Award?
Oh, that's a good one. You know, my inbox was flooded the last time I mentioned Tom Tancredo's stance on Islam, and I ended up with like 50 emails within a day.
Mm-hmm.
The Huckabee Award for this debate, oh, it's so tough to tell. It could be Rudy, because Rudy's really desperate.
Yeah.
Rudy could really just reach for the stars this time. But, oh, George, Ryan, how many times is Giuliani going to invoke 9/11 tonight?
You know, I'm actually going to go against the grain here and go out on a limb. I'm going to say just a nice round five.
Five sounds good. Over under five. Okay.
But, yep.
So you say he's going to go right around five.
Right.
Okay,
yep.
Guys, we've got a minute left in the program. I'm going to give Ryan a chance to pimp all the other things he does. Ryan, where can people find you?
Well, let's see. On 411, I'm in the movies and the politics section. I do 411.
Ryan, what column should you mention first, being that you're on my show?
I'm sorry?
What column should you mention first, being that you're on my show?
Oh. Well, of course. I mean, you're the one who signed my paychecks, except there's no paychecks.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm signing your cyber paychecks for nothing.
Yep.
So, yeah, you can find Ryan at 411media.com /politics on Mondays with the excellent Factor Fiction.
Mm-hmm.
We all know what George does because George never stops telling us what he does. You guys, pick a winner. Give me 5 seconds each. Pick a winner tonight in the debate. Who are you looking out for? Ryan.
Ron Paul.
George?
Ron Paul.
Oh, it's unanimous. I'm going to be interested to see what Ron Paul has to do. Thanks for joining us for the debate show. We'll be back on Sunday night with the regular edition. For Ryan and George, this is Jason saying goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.